I would like to be here. I would like to be there. I would like to be everywhere at once. I know that's a contradiction in terms and it's a problem. Especially when my body's clearing 40 as my mind is nearing 10.
In the 1980s and early 90s, the late actor Raul Julia was at the height of his career, acting on Broadway in musicals including Nine and Man of La Mancha, and movies like Kiss of the Spider Woman and The Addams Family. At the time, the San Juan-born actor was just one of a small group of Latino stars thriving in Hollywood and on Broadway, and he always made sure that audiences knew about his Puerto Rican roots.
I love being representing Puerto Rico whenever I can. I think it's important that we break many of the stereotypes that people have about Puerto Ricans. Yeah. And I love being like a goodwill ambassador for Puerto Rico.
That was Julia speaking on PBS in 1992. 2 years later, at the age of 54, he died after suffering a stroke. Filmmaker Ben De Jesus was still in high school when Julia died, but the actor left a major impression on him.
Myself as a young Puerto Rican trying to one day make it on Broadway, I had somebody to idolize, somebody to look up to, and there weren't many Puerto Ricans for me to look up to. And after he passed away is when I really dug into his story and understood this guy wasn't just a movie actor, he wasn't just a theater actor, he really excelled at all of them.
Now, De Jesus is the director of a new documentary from PBS, Raul Julia, The World's a Stage. The film traces Julia's career from Puerto Rico to New York and features interviews with members of the actor's family, as well as other Latino artists who cross paths with Julia. Actor Edward James Olmos worked with Julia on one of his last films, 1994's The Burning Season. But the two first met in the late 1970s.
He was probably the foremost contemporary artist of Latino culture that had ever been able to grace the planet. There was no one quite like Raul when it came to the understanding of his craft and also the understanding of his commitment to society as a whole.
I spoke with Ben De Jesus and Edward James Olmos about Julia's legacy, and Olmos started off by explaining what roles were available to Latino actors when Julia was first getting his start in the 1960s.
There was opportunity for any strong actor, period, whatever culture you were coming from. The difficulty was in the storytelling, the stories that were being told. There was no stories being told about Latino culture or seen through the point of view of the Latino ever. I mean, even today, it's really strange how vacant and how we are not represented in the art form at all. I mean, we're less than 4% of the images that we see on motion picture television and in theater. And when you start to realize that we're more than 20% of the population, it's very difficult to take. And Raul really understood it. And he never, I mean, I'd never seen anybody drive so hard with his culture at his side. I did it too, and that's why we bonded so much. I mean, we never stopped being who we were and where we came from. And we hit very strong and very high levels of our artistry and could have easily not taken the hyphen, Latino actor, and just became an actor, you know. So we started telling those stories. The last story that we told, Burning Season, where Raul played Chico Mendez and I played his partner, and it was the last really dramatic piece of work that he did. He was very sick. But to this dying breath, he was Puerto Rican, 1,000% true.
And to that point, Edward, Raul never tried to hide either his Puerto Rican identity, his Puerto Rican accent. We have a clip of him acting opposite the great Meryl Streep in a 1978 production of Taming of the Shrew. Let's take a listen.
'Twas told me you were rough and coy and sullen, and now I find report a very liar, for thou art pleasant, gainsome, passing courteous, but slow in speech,
yes,
yet sweet as springtime flowers. Thou canst not frown, thou canst not look askance, nor bite the lip as angry wenches will, nor hast thou pleasure to be cross in talk, but thou with mildness entertains thy words, with gentle conference, soft and affable.
That was Raul in truly one of the most extraordinary performances.
When you hear that, Edward, a Puerto Rican actor doing Shakespeare and not necessarily Shakespearean English, was that something you think audiences understood at the time?
Of course. I got to tell you, he was not afraid of understanding that he could do it in whatever. He could do an English accent. Are you kidding me? He could do it in a second. He used to do it all the time. He'd make fun of it. And then he'd turn around and he'd say, but I don't want to do that. I want to do this. And then he'd do his normal voice, his true voice, the voice that was given to him by way of the roots that he had as a human being. And man, it resonated so pure. It became what Joe Papp wanted it to be, which was a strong commitment to allowing people to be. And to be the strongest that they can be is to let them be who they are.
I want to ask Ben, I want to bring you back in here and talk a little bit more about Raul and Broadway. One of the things he did was perform some of these classic plays in communities that didn't have access to Broadway or even off-Broadway productions. And this was at a time when bringing theater to low-income communities was critical. But why do you think it was so important for him?
I feel like he connected with the theater and the classics in a way that was not necessarily typical of a young Puerto Rican in San Juan. And I probably, without being able to speak for him, I think that probably resonated with him, which is, why not bring it to the kids in Harlem? Why not bring it to the kids in the Bronx? You know, you never know. There may be some kid over there who it resonates with. And even if they don't become an actor or go in that path, they've been enriched by the art that they've been exposed to. And even now, the public theater still continues to do the mobile theater, and it's a really huge part of keeping the dialogue and the beauty that art brings to society present, not just to the people who can afford Broadway tickets, but to everybody. And I think theater is for everyone. It's not meant for the elites. It's not meant for a certain level of society. It's for everyone. So I think that probably connected with Raul's philosophy of his humanity and bringing art to everyone.
I want to talk about the bankability, because Broadway is also a big business, as we all know. And Raul gave one of his most iconic performances in the Broadway premiere of the musical Nine.
Being just me is so easy to be when I'm only with you. Open inside and with nothing to hide from your view.
But before that premiere, the producers in Paramount backed out of the production because they didn't think Raul was bankable enough. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, yes. I mean, back then, there was probably a certain level of stars that they thought the more traditional, kind of bankable stars on Broadway that could be on the marquee. And it's common knowledge, but it was Barry Diller who was running Paramount at the time, who, thought, well, Raul is not a big enough name and he hasn't even done musicals, which unfortunately was, there was due to ignorance because he had already done Three Penny Opera. He had already done Two Gentlemen of Verona, which even before, Hamilton and all these kind of like forward thinking versions of Shakespeare or classical theater, that was what Raul was a part of. So I just feel like it still exists today where for whatever reason, it seems like the Latin side of talent, especially with Americans in particular, that we just don't get the same credibility or the same shot. And in particular, the Latin History for Morons that John Leguizamo was doing, which I happen to be one of the producers of that show. And we actually had to deal with the same exact issues that Raul probably faced in Nine, which is, well, why do people want to hear about Latin history? And why do they want to have this Latino telling them their stories on Broadway? That's not going to work. And in reality, we ended up being the first Broadway play that season to make our money back. So again, if we listen to what society tells us, then nothing gets done. So I think in many ways, that's what I'm trying to do with the stories that I'm telling and with the stories that John is telling. We're not going to take no for an answer. And a lot of that comes from what Raul did, which was he just didn't take no for an answer. If somebody thought, well, this role in Presumed Innocent, it's Sandy Wexler, it's got to be a white guy, Raul said, well, no, I think I can do it. So I think that philosophy is something that we need to keep alive, which is we can't take no for an answer. We just need to do it ourselves.
And Edward, off of that point, I mean, first of all, Ben, I will say I've seen Latin History for Morons, and the theater was packed when I saw it. So Take that for what it's worth. Edward, the idea that Latinos are not bankable, particularly when it comes to Hollywood, when it comes to television, and particularly when we're not playing a lot of the stereotypical roles like a maid or a narcotraficante or something like that. Do you still see that happening today?
Oh, yeah. Our stories are still not there. Name me one Latino hero that's won a Congressional Medal of Honor that you've seen the story of portrayed by a Latino in the United States of America in film, television, or anything. You can't. There's been no really strong understanding of what we've contributed. So that's why we will go down in history as people who definitely understood the situation. But I don't know if we're going to really be able to make a conscious difference in our lifetime.
Ben, I want to get your thoughts on a little bit of how you think the creative landscape about Latino stories, Latino actors, Latino creatives in the country is going to change based off of what Edward was just talking about. We are in a very unique moment for the community right now. And do you see that as creating more opportunity?
Well, I believe that our stories are more important than ever, because in many ways, the art and entertainment, it's not just disposable. It's nothing that is something that is so fluffy. In reality, art and entertainment is almost like a mirror to society. And if we don't see our face in that mirror, and if other people don't see us in that perspective, then they kind of fill in the blanks and decide what we are or what we're not capable of or what we are capable of. And I feel like more than ever, using our stories to kind of change the landscape of the perception of Latinos in society in America is more important than ever. So that's my personal commitment. My personal commitment is to move the needle, even if it's in a small way with John's show, Latin History for Morons, or in the stories that we've been telling with the documentaries. We need that, because if we don't change the way people perceive us, if we don't highlight the richness of our culture, then they decide what we are based on their own perceptions or their own limited knowledge of who we are. So I'm personally committed to doing that, but it's a little disheartening, because like they'll have a Roma come out and they'll say, but we gave you that. And the Mexican directors keep winning the Oscars for best director. But that's not who I am. I grew up in the U.S. I grew up on the East Coast. I'm 100% Puerto Rican and I'm 100% American. So that part of the entertainment culture is where we really are lacking. Because, like I said, there's this little kind of community who I love. I love the community of Mexican filmmakers and Spanish filmmakers who've been really able to have a lot of critical success. But even still, the stories that come from the barrio of New York City, that come from Washington Heights, that come from Miami, that come from the Chicano neighborhoods of L.A., those, for whatever reason, we still haven't had our moments. So I'm personally committed to changing it in any way that I can. But if we don't do that, then the perception will kind of exist. We'll still be kind of pigeonholed into this limited version of who we really are.
Ben de Jesus is the director of Raul Julia, The World's a Stage, and Edward James Olmos is an Emmy-winning actor and was a friend of Raul Julia's. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.